Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're on Team Human. Conscious Intervention in the Machine. I'm Douglas Rushkoff. This is a sneak preview of a bonus episode. You can hear the whole thing by becoming a paying subscriber of Team Human, but here's a nice little sample of a five-hour car ride I took with Genesis Peorage in early 1993. We were driving from San Francisco with his daughters I was bringing him to Timothy Leary's house in LA, and we talk about pretty much everything. So here's a little bit for you.
Each time there's a new cultural agenda from the radical side or the deliberately or unconsciously subversive side, those who rely on the status quo, absorb and recognize and isolate and neutralize it quicker, or so they think. And usually they're correct. So what we have is the need for a cultural stance or attitude which is constantly flexible and does not require to believe in its own history or to overvalue its previous moves. It's prepared to let them have built-in obsolescence on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. Because the power of seduction is the need for a career or the need for recognition or the need for reward. So if you take away the need for recognition and reward in a career and say, that's not why I'm doing it, then that presents a much larger problem for those who would control culture.
Now, you were seen as such a problem, obviously.
I appear to have evolved in such a way that I point in every direction simultaneously, and that makes it very hard to know what kind of beast I am and where my next move might be and what I'm really concerned with or if I'm concerned at all. And that very mystery is the protection or the space, the breathing time, to improvise another variation.
It's funny because you're that way just socially also, just sitting in a room, you know, the way your face is, the way you're sort of always smiling slightly. You can't tell. I can't tell when I look at you. Are you joking? Are you serious? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you knowing? Or are you not knowing? You know, you're somehow riding this a very mysterious line all the time.
But it appears to be mysterious to me. It's actually a really obvious state, which is open. It's quakeversal, pointing in every direction simultaneously, improvising, like I said. You know, I improvise. Sometimes I improvise by word plays that are taken as wit or humor, and sometimes they're taken as sarcasm or abuse. But they're all the same process of picking up things that are happening in the environment and permutating them in my mind and then spitting them back out. And I that's the same with clothes. You can do that with what you wear and what you eat and what you drink and don't drink. That lady Cameron yesterday, the 80-year-old lady, said that I was a psychic sponge, according to my astrological chart, that wherever I was, I absorbed really quickly and comprehended it and then adjusted it and recommunicated it. That was just based on my chart, not knowing anything about it. I think that's true. Some people would see that as being shallow or a charlatan or whatever. I think it's actually a survival skill. It's actually an accurate reflection of our time. It wouldn't be appropriate in another time, but we're in that time where everything potentially is recorded and is preservable. We could take a field and we could spray it in some kind of plastic and preserve it, or we could make an incredible plastic imitation. We can build mountains and we can blast them away. So there's a certain feeling of having control over the physical matter, but of course by having control over it, we accept it's absolutely malleable, like I was saying. And yet we think that the way people behave should always be the same and consistent, and what they said yesterday should be what they believe today and probably what they believe tomorrow. And if they don't, that's seen as their weakness, not the weakness of those who are attending to what's being said. Fact is, we're no longer in a time where anything is permanent, and that's actually very healthy.
So the breakdown of the illusion of permanence.
Yeah.
It's bringing us into what the Buddhists would call the realization of the Tao, or the impermanence of changes.
The Western world just has this incredible self-importance that is not earned or justified at all. It's just the ability to physically attack or remold things. You know, whether it's with a nuclear bomb or with a great big dumper truck. It's no great skill, you know. The ancient Britons dragged stones to Stonehenge from Wales and erected something we still can't build. The Egyptians built their pyramids, and the Mayans built those earthquake-proof pyramids with non-uniform boulders. Nobody knows how. And in a way, none of us care that much. It shouldn't matter. It's just there they were built. Now we don't know how. Somebody in the future will wonder how we could build a freeway and what a remarkable feat it was. They'll estimate how many people did it, how much time it took. But as far as we're concerned, it's the shortest route from A to B, and that's the really critical point.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.